SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Leading health organisations are calling on the Australian government to scrap marketing guidelines for infant and toddler formulas. The Australian Medical Association's Steve Robson says toddler milks are unnecessary, unhealthy and deceptively marketed. He spoke to SBS reporter Sydney Lang.
Firstly, could you tell me a little bit about toddler milk formulas, what they claim to do and what the reality is?
So-called toddler milks are marketed to parents as a medical or scientific way of feeding a child after they cease to be an infant and become a toddler at 2 or 3 years of age. And they look very much like infant formula. They're sold in very similar tins. So a lot of parents think it's a natural progression, but in many cases, they have high levels of sugar. And in fact, the nutritional value of these milks is very little different to just eating what the rest of the family eats.
And what are the World Health Organization rules or guidelines on infant formula or toddler formula?
The World Health Organization has a set of guidelines that are strongly based around the evidence for childhood nutrition and actually cover children out to 3 years old, whereas the current voluntary code in Australia only covers to 1 year old. And one of the key things is the code at the moment actually doesn't apply to retailers, to the people who sell or have their toddler milks on the shelves like pharmacies and other retail outlets. So the people who manufacture it may well be abiding by the code, but the people who sell it have absolutely no reason to follow any code whatsoever.
Right. So with that, is it medical guidelines or marketing guidelines that are the key issue here?
We recognise very strongly that many parents do have concerns or issues with feeding their children, and it's such a key thing for many families. But the right place to get advice is with a child health nurse or your GP. It's not on social media, and it's definitely not from advertising, because the manufacturers of these products want to sell you something. So we think it's really important that the code as it stands does not exist anymore. And it would be a simple thing to simply adopt the World Health Organization code, because that's evidence-based and will protect children, but still gives us enough wriggle room for where there are children who have specific problems and need additional formula supplementation or something like that.
Yeah. And in the past 10 years, I know that the market for toddler milk has increased by about 200%. Why has there been such a big boom in the last decade?
Many, many parents are really anxious to do the right thing by their children, and they fall prey to aggressive advertising, a lot of it on social media. In fact, a lot of the time people don't even realise it's advertising that they're encountering. They think it's some sort of medical advice. It's really important that if you are concerned about your child, and that's natural for any parent to be that way, to talk to a child health nurse or a clinic or a doctor to get advice that's not advertising and it's just not designed to sell you something. We've seen the diabetes report released last week that tells us what a catastrophe it is if Australians get their nutritional tastes wrong. And these toddler milks can be very sweet and set up young children to expect sweet things through their whole lives. It's something we really need to deal with because the stakes are very high.
Yeah, and when you talk about this manipulative marketing, I recall in 2018, I think it was, there were reports that there were a lot of personal shoppers from overseas purchasing Australian-made baby formulas.
Yeah,
Do you think that part of that massive boost in the market has sort of come through from the toddler milk industry trying to perhaps fill those shortages? And also, do you think that some of those deceptive marketing techniques are targeting people who perhaps don't speak English as a first language?
We know that if you manufacture something, you want to sell as much of it as you possibly can. So it should not surprise anybody that the manufacturers of these so-called toddler milks want to have huge sales. They're manufacturing a lot and they want to make sure that it clears the shelves and they can make a profit. Because they're dressed up and they look very much like medical or scientific formulae a lot of the time, I think a lot of parents who perhaps aren't quite up to speed on health issues or even simply around what is the right thing for their child can be led up the garden path and deceived into thinking they're doing the right thing. And parents do this out of the best of intentions. But in many cases, they're just being taken advantage of by marketing campaigns that, as I said before, sometimes don't even look like marketing campaigns. So cleaning this industry up and making sure that every young Australian, no matter where your parents are from or their background in understanding health, has the best possible start to life. And the government has an opportunity here by scrapping the existing code, working and using the WHO code, and that will go a long way toward protecting the next generation of young Australians.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.